102.5, Bobby Friss, you can't come back. Well, maybe. Maybe if you ask nice enough, you can. What do you think, Bobby?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm John Harris. This is The Point, Studio B. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes, sir?
Do you have time to sing us another one?
Absolutely. I think we can do another song before we head out to Cheers.
Well, before we do that, you're playing at Cheers. I know you're not playing by yourself. Who are you playing with down there?
No, I got a great band right now. Dean Mickey's been my bass player for probably 8 years, I think. rock solid. Great guy. My drummer has been with me about a year, Jason Kieran. He's a really, really top-notch drummer. Beats the crap out of the drums.
Okay.
And my new guitar player as of about 4 months ago is Jerry Riggs, who a lot of people in Tampa Bay, I'm sure, know. He played with Pat Travers for 10 years, had his own solo album, Riggs. He had two songs on the heavy metal soundtrack a few years back. He's a great songwriter, singer, and an unbelievable guitarist. He's the best guitar player I've ever played with on stage.
Jerry Riggs.
Huh? I've played with some good ones.
You have. Well, you need to get over there to Cheers tonight or tomorrow night and check Bobby Friss' band out. You told me a story before we start recording the show tonight, and I wish you'd tell it again because that was really a cool story.
Oh, about the amplifier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried out a new amplifier from Thoroughbred Music yesterday, and they told me when I got it that the story behind the amp was that it was Billy Jones' amp, the guitar player from the Outlaws, who committed suicide a couple of months ago. They asked me if I had a problem with taking that out. I said, well, I didn't think it would affect me, but, you know. So I took it in to the club last night, and I plugged it up. My road crew guy set it all up for me with my wireless guitar, and it started getting loudly a Christian radio station, just blaring through the amp. So I plugged my other amp back in, and it was quiet. And we plugged this amp back in, and it was loud.
Is it the same receptacle and everything?
Same exact thing. It was
that
the weirdest.
That's spooky.
It was the weirdest. Obviously, the tubes were generating that radio frequency.
Yeah.
That's the realistic version of what's happening, but who knows?
Well, yeah. Something scary there.
So needless to say, I put it back in the case and I took it back to Thoroughbred. So it's a really great amp that picks up Christian radio stations at Thoroughbred.
Well, all right, what do you have for us now?
This is a song that I wrote around Christmas time, and I guess it can kind of affect us throughout the year. It should, anyway. All about just kind of being nice to each other for a change, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Light of Day.
I'm feeling awful happy after tonight's show, Bud.
Well, I kind of like to write stuff like that. There's enough negative music out there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. Light of Day on The Point.
Mistake that we all make. We think the wave can start itself, then we can all stand in line and let the tide flow. But my dad told me years ago, if you don't try, you'll never know. Give us hope. Rise above the showers of pain that cover our love. Give us strength to make our stand in the high majestic mountains, the smallest grain of sand. Give us peace, take war away, and make us all more a little bit like the man. Give us all the light of day. Yeah. Now come take my hand. There are mountains we can move. Hey, yeah, yeah. In this champagne roll out to sea. Cause baby, now you're here, and then you're gone, that's all there is. And I play for my little girls, help them find light in this dark world, give them hope to rise above the showers of pain that cover our love. Give them peace, take war away, and make them all more a little bit like the man who's glad to see the light of day.
Bobby Friss on the point, 102.5, light of day. Very, very well done, sir.
Thank you. Guitar out of tune. voice cracking, but outside of that, the song
fingers
was there.
Fingers bleeding. I want to thank you very much, Bobby Friss, for coming up tonight and christening our show, our new Studio B format. And I hope that you will come back and hope you feel welcome here.
I'd love to, man. It's great great to have some local support for any bands out there. We need it. It's tough out there right now. It's very tough. It's hard to go out there and play original material and get paid in the first place, and then it's hard to go out there and play and get paid decent money. So anybody that's doing it,
we're trying to help with that, and we're also trying to help just bring this great talent. There's a lot of people that can't get out. They either have to work, or for some unfortunate reason they just can't get out of the house, and this gives them a taste also of what's out there. So it helps in many different ways, and we're glad to be doing it. We're glad very much for your participation and everybody listening. We really do appreciate it. Why don't you give me something to take me home there, Bobby?
Take you home?
Take me home.
Oh, man, I like the way that sounds.
Oh, no. All right, this is The Point, Studio B. I'm John Harris. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Doug Weber, my producer. Doug, what is Sister Sarah doing this weekend?
Well, tonight we're at Castillo's, both nights, down in Ybor City.
You guys have a new CD soon to be released? I know you're just fresh back for 4 weeks. Something produced.